Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. My name is Sharon McLean, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Passion for Business. Today, we are going to be talking about a topic called Leaping into Business. So if you'd like to participate in the show, if you're calling, you can call in on 646-668-8477. So the number to call in is 646-668-8471. And if you'd like to ask questions or participate in our chat room is now open under Passion for Business, and you can just submit your questions regarding the show. So it's really great to have you here today. And today is the 29th of February, which is a leap year. So our topic today is all about leaping into business. So I will be sharing with you 12 D's of starting a business or growing your service. So the first D that I'd like to share with you, if you're thinking of starting a business or starting a new service, is the beginning. The start is very important in business, and the easiest way to start is to get a sheet of A4 paper, write down your thoughts and ideas of what you are passionate about, and this can be in word, picture, or diagram format. And it is also good to have a vision of what you want to do. So if you're the type of person who likes to draw, you can focus on the vision of what you would like to do. So the first B is the beginning. The second B that you're going to focus on is building. So after you've written down your vision, you are going to start to add more information to what you've begun. And you can do this by researching, asking questions, getting background information to what you want to do one step at a time. So the second B is all about building. The third B that I'd like to share with you is a business plan. This is a plan of action of what your business will be. So you can include things like marketing, letting people know what it is you want to say to them. You'll talk about how your business will operate. You'll talk about the financial side. You'll talk about resources and also who will be involved in your business. So the business plan will give you direction of where you're going and the steps that you would like to take to get there. And when you're writing a business plan, you can do this in the short term, so anything from 0 to 1 year. You can do it in the medium term, anything from 1 to 5 years, or you can look at the long term, which is 5 years plus. And the secret when you're writing the plan is to make sure that you have your goals in mind. Now, when you're writing the plan, this can be used to gain funding. It can also be used to help you stay in the direction that you're heading. So my tip on starting your business or starting a new service is to write the plan. The fourth B that I'd like to give you is budget. A budget will help you know when it's possible to start your business and also what things will cost. It can also include what you may want to earn, what you need to be doing before the business builds up. The questions that you can use regarding your budget can be things like, how long will I need to work full-time or part-time before I can fully concentrate on the business? So that's your fourth B. For those of you who are listening into my show, welcome. For those of you who've just come into my chat room, welcome. So we've started with the 12 B's of business, and we're on our fourth B at the moment. We've gone with the beginning, the building, the business plan, the budget, and now the fifth B is called browse. When you browse, it's important to get as much information as possible on the viability of your business, so you can browse the internet to research on your competitors. You can browse to find out what's going on in your industry where you want to work, and you can also read books, magazines, and articles and get as much information as you possibly can so that you're always one step ahead. The next B is befriend. You want to befriend potential customers. Relationship is key in any business, and your job is to provide for their needs and also their wants. So the way that you would do this is by asking them what they want and what they need, and look for the best way to offer your product or your service to them. And the key tip I can give you here is to keep listening to what they say. And as you listen, you then provide them the service that they need. The seventh B of starting a business or progressing with a service that you have to offer is believe. You need to believe in yourself. And this is the first thing that you should do before you actually start a business. And to believe in yourself, the way to do this is to make a list of your strengths and your weaknesses and focus on your gifts, talents and abilities. And we all have strengths and we all have gifts, we all have talents and we all have abilities. So think about what you would like to focus on. The next B I'm going to give you, which is the eighth B, is best. Do and be the best that you can be. So you can upgrade your skills where possible. You can get a mentor to steer you in the right direction. You can look at role models in your industry who are there and who you would like to learn from. So you could look at someone who is aspiring to be in a great position, and you can look at how you can learn from that role model. The ninth B, and this is one of my favourites, is boldness. Once you have the confidence to believe in yourself, that you're believing in your strengths and your abilities, you can start asking for things that you need from your potential sources. And you can get over that fear factor, because there are only two answers, yes and no. And you should be encouraged to accept them both. It will not always be a no, and it won't always be a yes. A no doesn't always mean never. It might mean not now. And the 10th B that I'm going to give you is the word become. This is a progressive word, and it's all about becoming the business person that you want to be. And remember, in becoming, it's a process. So put in the time and the effort and do the things that will take you to completing your goals. The 11th B is benevolence. You are in business to make money. But never forget you can use your business to offer support to someone in need or maybe a particular target group. And this goes a long way to support others, and it also shows social responsibility. And the 12th D that I'm going to give you is be wise. Know when to start, when to stop. Ask yourself some questions. Are my dreams realistic? Are my timings right? Do I have the necessary skills and support? Is there a market for my products and services? Am I really ready to do business? Do I have the character traits? What do I need to do now? And is the business viable? So these are some of the questions that you can be asking yourself. But wisdom is the principal thing. So as I go through these 12 B's again, I'm just going to say the words, and then we're going to have a break, and then I'm going to open up the chat room for you to send in any questions regarding this that I've covered, and I'll be happy to answer them. So the first B is the beginning. The next B is build. The next B is business plan. Budget. Browsing. Befriending. Believe in yourself. Be the best that you can be. Have boldness. Become benevolent and be wise. So those are the 12 B's of business. So I'd like you to think about the areas that you would like to focus on as you would like to start a business, or if you would like to offer something new within your business that already exists. We're going to take a break now, a commercial break, and when we come back, the chat room will be open for you to ask any questions you'd like about the 12 B's of business, or any question you'd like about starting a business. And if you'd like to call in, you can call in on 646-668-8471. And I'd like to say that anyone who would call in or come into the chat room typing in a question, the first 5 callers to put their name and email, I will send you a template at the end of the show of the 12 D's of business that you can have for reference and you can use to go through. And the idea is that you can work on one B a month or one B a week and have it in bite-sized chunks. So I will speak to you again after the break as we focus on the 12 D's of business.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearl, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Hello, We finished our commercial break now, so the chat room is open and I'm going to answer some questions. So feel free, if you've got a question, to type it in the chat room, or if you'd like to call in, you can call in on 646-668-8471. And also, if you'd like to keep updated with what Business of Excellence is doing, we offer mentoring sessions, we offer Skype sessions to help you get started in business. And if you're UK-based, where I am, we offer live events. So tomorrow is the beginning of March, and we will be having International Women's Month, celebrating women in business throughout the month of March. So we have an event on Friday, the 4th of March, in Battersea, if you're in the UK. And if you'd like more details of that, you can email info@businesswithexcellence.com to get details of that. And we also have a Women Celebrating Women's Luncheon in the UK in Croydon on Friday the 11th of March. And if you want details of that, you can go to the booking website, www.womencelebratingwomen.eventbrite.co.uk. We've got a question here. Why is it feasible to have a business plan? Right, it's feasible to have a business plan because without a plan, you won't have direction. Now, many people may have set up businesses without a plan, and they've been very successful in doing that because they've had the plan either in their mind or in their thoughts. But it's something powerful about when you document things down, it helps you to have a focus. So it's feasible to have a business plan by having a focus, and you can have sections where you would write down your ideas. We've got another person saying that they're looking for a grant to start their business. Is it a grant or a loan? Okay, a grant is money that you don't have to pay back. So for most of you who want to start a business and you're focusing on just getting your business started up, if you can access a grant, your local area, your local council, that might be offering grants, I would encourage you to go down the grant route. And if you are going for a loan, which is money that you would have to pay back to the bank, make sure that your business plan supports the loan. So what do I mean by that? If you're planning on having 10 customers within your business and they were paying you £100 each, for example, you would have £1,000 each month. If you wanted to get a loan of £5,000 and the loan cost to pay it back costs £200 a month, the fact that you're getting £1,000 a month from your customers means that you would be able to service the loan. So for those of you who are looking for funding for your business, it's best to start off with the ones that are free or subsidized and then build up your income. When I first started Business of Excellence, because I offer a service of training, of events, of consultancy, I started with my own money and then built up my income just by getting grants and then building up my income through my customer base. We have another question here. I'm still pondering on what type of business to do. How do I figure which type of business would be a good fit for me? Best way to do that is for you to complete something that I call a SWAIN analysis, and that involves looking at your strengths, which stands for S, listing those down, listing down your weaknesses, so areas that you would like to develop in, listing down your aspirations, which stands for A, so who would you like to be like, listing down your interests, so things that you're interested in, and then looking at your needs. So the SWAIN stands for strengths, weaknesses, aspirations, interests, and needs. And once you've looked at that, then you can do your plan to see which business would give you the most profit. But the most important thing about business is to enjoy what you're doing. And as this show is called Passion for Business, you have to start with your passion. That's so important. So please feel free to keep the questions coming in terms of business. And if you want to call in, the number is 646-668-8471. And we're here every Monday at 9:30 in the evening, GMT time, where we'll be discussing passion for business with different topics. Today, we've been talking about the 12 B's of business. And we've been looking at leaping forward into our business, because today is a leap day, 366 days in this year. So you've got an extra day to think about how you want to leap into business. Another caller has come in and said, how did you know which business was right for you? Well, the way that I found out what was right for me or what is right for you is to look at your strengths. So my strengths has always been in working with people and also supporting people. So I wanted to have a business where I could use my skills and actually work to my strengths. And the strength of my business is presenting. So I present seminars, I present money management, business startup training, confidence building, anything that will help you to move forward in business. And I enjoy it. Now, passion is important in business because you have to have something that's going to get you out of bed in the morning that will help you to focus. So if you're creative and you love to make things, maybe you could consider having a business in that arena. If you've got a particular skill or qualification, you might consider having a business in that arena. So it's all about looking at where the opportunities are, looking at the types of problems that people need solving, and using your business to actually meet that need. So as I go through again, the 12 B's of business, if you're just joining us, we've got another 6 minutes before the end of the show. You will be able to get a copy of the 12 B's of business if you send me your email, and you can email me at info@businesswithexcellence.com. If you want to follow me on social media, you can follow and comment on our Facebook page, Business with Excellence, or you can follow me on Twitter and comment there. And Twitter feed is at Sharon BWE. So the 12 B's of business again. First B is the beginning. The start is important, where you write down your thoughts and your ideas on paper, and this can be also in word picture or diagram format, just getting a vision of what it is that you would like to do. Second B is building, so you build and you add more information. The third B is business plan, where you have a plan of action of where you're going. The fourth B is budget. You've got to know your costs, and you've got to know where the business is going. And do you start your business straight away, or do you work part-time and then concentrate on building up the business? The next B is browse, where you browse the internet to get as much information on the viability of your business. You read articles about your industry, you read books, you read magazines. The next B is befriend, so you get to know potential customers, and you also ask them what they want and need. So relationship is really important. Believe in yourself, which is the first thing that you should do before you start. And you can do this by making a list of all your strengths and your weaknesses. And then you decide to focus on your gifts, your talents, and your abilities. The eighth B is doing and being the best that you can be. So how can you upgrade your skills? How can you get a mentor? How can you look at role models in your industry of where you are now and look and learn from them to where you want to be? Ninth B is boldness. So once you have the confidence to believe in yourself, you then start asking for things that you need from potential sources. This can be getting helping you to get over the fear factor, And as I said before, there's two answers, yes and no. Accept them both. Not always a no, and it won't always be a yes. And then the 10th B is start becoming. So this is a process. You put the time and effort to become the person that you want to be, and you take your time to complete your goals. The 11th B is benevolence. Yes, you're in business to make money, but never forget that you can use your business to offer support to someone in need, a particular target group. And this goes a long way in showing social responsibility. And then the last B is being wise. So know when to start and when to stop. And looking at some questions about being realistic about your dreams, focusing on is this the right time for you to start a business? Do you have the character traits? And having wisdom in what you do. So there are your 12 B's of business. And if you'd like a copy, please email me on info@businesswithexcellence.com. If you're in the UK, please email me for details of our women's event on the 4th of March and on the 11th of March. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. And also, just to say, we'll be here every Monday at 9:30. We'll be discussing different topics. If you have a special topic that you'd like to discuss, please contact us. And if you would like to be interviewed on the show talking about your passion, please email me, info@businesswithexcellence.com. Please feel free to tell others about the show on www.blogtalkradio.com/SharonMcLoon. So as we end the show today, again, I want to thank you for listening. And next week, our topic will be marketing for success of your business. So if you want to be successful and you want to know about marketing, tune in next week where you'll be hearing about marketing for success of your business. And we're here to help you, inspire you, and just encourage you along in your journey. So thank you to all those that have listened in. Thank you for all the questions, and thank you for all those that have participated. Please feel free to share blogtalkradio.com/SharonMcLoon with anyone that you know who is starting a business, running a business, or just wants that level of inspiration. And for those of you who would like something to read, you can have my book called Business Pearls, which is available on Amazon or Kindle to order, which will give you 42 quotes and memoirs and tips to keep you growing and going in your business. And I'd like to leave a quote with you from my book that says, "Great leaders are ordinary people in front." So as you decide to start your business or move forward, you can be a great leader, being an ordinary person that walks in front. So thank you for listening, and tune in again next week to Passion for Business.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired, and we'll tune in again for
Passion for Business.